Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Allison Snogger, and today we'll be discussing how, in recent news, Utah is following suit with other states in issuing gender-neutral IDs. In an article titled, Utah Among Growing Numbers of States Issuing Gender-Neutral IDs by Nico Lang and Katie Sosin, Utah and many other states are issuing gender-neutral IDs. This is something that would be very valuable to those who are transgender, non-binary, and intersex people. But the issue is, according to Lang and Sosin, they are very hard to get because the action is slowly underway. What states have been doing is putting X markers on driver's license and state-issued identification cards since last December of 2018. The same designation has been available on birth certificates since 2017. The X marker is a third option for those who identify as neither male nor female. As great as this sounds, the process is happening very slowly. Apparently, only recently, in the past 5 months, just 2 licenses have been issued without an M or an F listed on them, according to the Public Affairs Director for the State Department of Public Safety, Marissa Cote. Utah only issued its first non-binary driver's license in September of 2018, making Utah one of 8 states, along with Washington, D.C., to offer a third option on driver's licenses and state-issued ID cards. The other states include Arkansas, California, Colorado, Indiana, Maine, Minnesota, and Oregon. Vermont has recently announced plans to roll out a third gender option sometime this coming summer of 2019. Adding on to that, as in other news, gender-neutral birth certificates are now permitted in New York City and several states including California, New Jersey, Oregon, Washington, and Nevada. The National Center for Transgender Equality includes Idaho and Montana on this list, though NBC News has yet to independently confirm this. This is where the issues are coming in for transgenders, intersex, and non-binary peoples. Although this article was written, the milestone in Utah went largely unnoticed by the national media. Many think that the changes in policy and legislation for sexual and gender minorities across the U.S. does not include Utah among the list of its states with non-binary ID options. This may be in part because the policy in the state remains murky, according to a person that did get an ID. The person's reasoning for this is because it's up to the judge. A lot of non-binary people just don't try and get their markers changed. A lot of them don't have the monetary means to do so. This person believed the only reason they got theirs changed was because they had an attorney, and attorneys are not cheap. To get the documents done, you have to do it by court order only. That's the only way that gender on a birth certificate or on IDs can be changed. To date, the U.S. has never issued a non-binary passport. Because of that, trans and non-binary people need to rely on birth certificates to update their IDs in Utah, but even getting those updated in the state can be exceedingly difficult, advocates say. According to Sue Robbins, chairwoman of Transgender Education Advocates of Utah, she said trans people often have to rely on their own informal networks to know which judges they can bring their case to and which they can't. For instance, she claimed a significant portion of the judges in Davis County, which borders Salt Lake County to the north, will not entertain updating gender markers. Judges in Weber County, just north of Davis, have also broadly decided they won't entertain gender marker changes. With this information, even if one does find a sympathetic judge willing to update a birth certificate with a gender-neutral X, it does not guarantee a pathway to receiving a non-binary driver's license. In relation to class, we have discussed how laws have not caught up to our technological and always evolving day and age, especially in circumstances such as with feminism and equal pay. I believe people have a right to their respective documentations with which they identify themselves. It makes them happy and doesn't hurt anyone to do so if they pay for it. Judges should see past their beliefs and remain impartial as their job requires and give people their freedom to be who they identify as. That is all I have to say for my discussion today. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I'm Allison Sinagra, and have a great day.